Now, Fiona Kelly is here again with what it says in the papers.
Two of today's papers lead with good news for people struggling to pay mortgage and childcare costs. The Irish Independent reports that falling inflation is expected to result in interest rate cuts from the European Central Bank next month and again in December. And according to Charlie Weston, anyone with a tracker mortgage is also in line for a rate cut over the coming weeks. From next Monday, a new childcare subsidy will save parents €144 per month for each child in full-time care. And you can find out more about that in today's Irish Daily Mail. Yesterday's announcement of the closure of the US medical devices group Cardinal Health in Tullamore generates the lead story in the Irish Times. The Irish Daily Star and Irish Daily Mirror both lead with the arrest of two teenagers in connection with the shooting dead of Tipperary man Sean Brady outside his restaurant in Kansas City on Wednesday. In its coverage of the cyber attack on Fota Wildlife Park, today's Irish Examiner talks to Brian Jacob, a customer of the park, who had money stolen out of his account by cyber criminals. Earlier this month, Mr. Jacob, who bought online tickets for the park at the end of July, was hit by two separate unauthorised transactions on his Revolut account, which came from a location in Italy that he'd never been to. The first transaction of €280 went through, but the second one failed because he didn't have enough money left in his account to process it. In an effort to get a repayment, Mr. Jacob has now referred his case to the Financial Services Ombudsman. Colm Eastwood's resignation as leader of the SDLP receives lots of coverage in both of today's Northern papers. The Irish News carries a picture on its front page of him walking away from the microphones after he announced his resignation at an open-air press conference on a hillside overlooking Derry City yesterday. In his analysis of his tenure as leader, writing in The Telegraph, Sam McBride suggests that while Mr. Eastwood might have some regrets, he also has reason to be proud of what he achieved. If Sinn Féin's popularity shows any sign of waning in the North, he writes that Eastwood has left voters with a credible, if wounded, nationalist alternative. The Irish Sun leads today with the line that a third Oasis gig at Croke Park next August may be announced after tickets for the first two gigs sell out tomorrow morning. Elsewhere this morning, most of today's papers give coverage to the award of €44,000 given to musician Matt McGranigan by the Workplace Relations Commission for unfair dismissal and breaches of employment rights. The tribunal rejected the claim that the fiddle player, who had performed with the Michael English Band for 6 years, had been a contractor. And it marks the first time the principles of the Supreme Court's ruling on distinguishing employees from contractors in the entertainment industry have been applied. Ruling may herald rush of gig economy cases is the headline over Arthur Beasley's piece about that case in today's Times. Senan Maloney has an interview with Bernard Durkin in The Independent. Following a recent spinal operation, the Dáil's oldest TD says that he's raring to go and, unlike 16 of his Fine Gael party colleagues, he fully intends to contest the next election. It will be the 79-year-old's 15th general election. The news that Barry Keoghan is to star in the new Peaky Blinders movie alongside Cillian Murphy gets lots of coverage this morning. And The Star has a story about a cruise ship which has spent the past 3 months stuck in dry dock in Belfast because of technical difficulties. Passengers on board the ship are on a 3-year round-the-world cruise. And finally, The Times reports on a programme being undertaken by the National Parks and Wildlife Service to release ospreys into the wild in Killarney. Tim O'Brien reports that it's hoped that as a result of the programme, the fish-eating birds of prey may begin nesting again in Ireland after a gap of some 200 years.
Fiona Kelly at